Hi, this is Nance Van Winkle, and this week I'm hosting a reading of James McCauley's poems. Jim McCauley was a poet and a longtime professor of creative writing at Eastern Washington University. He was a teacher of mine when I took some undergraduate summer poetry workshops in the early 1970s. And then, of course, he was my colleague after he and John Keeble hired me in 1990 to teach in the MFA in writing program they started. Jim passed away recently in Ireland, his home, and the place to which he'd retired. He was a wonderful colleague and friend and a brilliant poet. To start us off, I'm going to read from his new and selected poems. The book, published by Daedalus Press in 2005, is introduced by Paula Meehan, a former student of Jim's at Eastern Washington University. In that intro, she writes the following. Jim McCauley was a kind and loving friend, a superb lyric poet, and a gifted teacher. His poetry was forged in a radical American smithy tempered with native Irish sources. He was a deeply learned man who wore his learning lightly. He was a generous and open-hearted colleague and a ferocious champion of other poets. Those of us lucky enough to have been his students received a thorough grounding in the craft of poetry, its traditions and responsibilities. More importantly, we were encouraged to go on our own wayward paths, to clear a way through the mystery that is the art of poetry. So this poem is from that book. It's called A Shift in the Wind by James J. McCauley. We keep heaving forward, but the shifty wind begins to jig in the mainsail, flapping it happily, tilting it over and round on our own wake, and the leeward gunwale sinks into seething foam, and the jib empties and ripples, and we lose speed. The hand on the tiller wants to push angrily round off the wind. We'd lug and yar, reel and keel downwind to a slithering standstill like a stern-stopped plow in its furrow. But you reach to release the mainsail, jam over the rudder, and we jibe like an elegant drunk at a wedding dance, giddily balanced on the liquid floor, waltzing that woman, that fickle old lady, whose presence we know from the sail's belly filling, her laughter in the rigging. We cinch all the lines, lean back, and let her go. That was A Shift in the Wind by James McCauley, and I'm Nance Van Winkle.